If you want to crush your quota, you're in the right place. My first year in sales, I sold $758,000 on a $150,000 quota, and that was just the beginning. I'm your host, Mary Grothy. I'm a former number one B2B mid-market SaaS sales rep turned CEO. I've sold millions in revenue, broken multiple records, and now I run a company that rebuilds revenue engines and creates top sales performance. This isn't a show about achieving quota. This isn't about being okay in sales. This is about being number one and learning what it takes to crush your quota. Got another quick and short podcast for you today. This one is about hiring salespeople and something you should ask them to do as part of the sales process. Excuse me, hiring process. Funny, because it has to do with having them sell to you. Anywho, salespeople, I think one of the greatest talents they have is how they present. I think it's how engaging they are, how well they're able to create conversation and discovery, identify problems, and then how they translate the answers they get into how they can solve that person's needs. Have you ever heard of an interview tactic like, hey, sell me this pen, and you want to see how the salesperson sells? And I purposefully use that voice because I really don't like that approach. But something that we do for our clients as part of the hiring process when we're helping recruit salespeople is we ask them to conduct a mock discovery and actually present their current product or service that they're selling to that prospective employer. Here's what's great about it. One, it puts them in their comfort zone. I think sometimes in interviews, people are super unfair with salespeople because they want to test them and see if they can think on their feet. And so they throw these stupid off-the-wall questions at them or scenarios. I mean, like really off-the-wall questions, like people. That's not good. Anywho, but what if you could actually see this person in their element and how great they are as a salesperson? Like, let's not try to trigger them and see how well, okay, that's fine if you want to ask them some difficult questions to uncover a bit of that, how they handle some of that pressure. But in the part where you're really trying to confirm, is this a great salesperson? Like, wouldn't you be able to decide that if you were sitting in one of their sales meetings right now? Like, wouldn't that be great? Like, I wish I could just see how this person sells, how they interact with their prospects, how they create trust, how they identify problems, and then how they turn that around. And here's how we can help you and solve your problems. Well, guess what? You can create that within your interview and allow them to prep for it because, you know, they would prep for any other sales meeting. So this is what I think would be a great approach and something that we do is tell them once they get through their first or second interview that close to a final step is to understand how they sell. And so that you're going to allow them to do a mock, you know, I don't know, 5, 10, if needed, 15-minute discovery in a role play setting. They can set the stage. They can pick the type of company, the industry. They can tell you who your roles are. Now, caveat, you need to be a really great role player. Like, don't be an idiot. Don't be unrealistic and be super mean and try to make it an actual, if you were buying this product or service, like try to be a good role player. Like, don't be a jerk just so you could see how they handle it. Like, I'm so tired of those types of tactics. Anywho, have a mock discovery and then ask them to transition after that no more than 15-minute mark into, well, based on what you shared with me, here's how I believe we can solve your problems. They could come prepared with a pitch deck, with a slide deck or a presentation. They could come prepared with a shortened version of a demo. But ultimately, you want to see how they ask questions, how they engage in the conversation, let them pitch you on their current product or service, and then transition into seeing how they close you, either closing for next steps, closing for the deal, and handling some decent objections, but again, not jerk objections for those people out there that love, like, I just hate bad interviewers. Okay. We love this approach. We believe this sets up your salesperson to be able to shine in their element, which I believe because if they do come to work for you, go through your onboarding and training and understand your product and service, your company's story, they're going to be at that comfort level when they're through training. You're going to be able to see a glimpse of what that looks like. And I think that that is so important. This is a way to see the salespeople as if you were sitting in that sales meeting. I highly encourage you to adopt this strategy. Be a good communicator. Let them set up the role play scenario, even if they want to type it out and send you a sheet ahead of time with your role, things about your pains and problems, just so you can be consistent with their industry in case it's a little foreign to you, you're not quite understanding what they sell. As they're just a great way to make sure there's a comfort level and they can show up strong. I hope this is something that really helps you on your journey to building out your sales orgs and bringing on really great talent so that you and your team can, you know, crush your quota. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Quota Crusher Podcast. Did you like it? Be sure to give us a rating and share it with your friends. And don't forget to connect with me on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. Lastly, if your company needs a boost in revenue, like real revenue growth, send me a message and we'll discuss how our team builds revenue engines for our clients, covering all facets like marketing, sales, RevOps, and customer success. Until next time.